Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hiya, Scott. It's Gaz from Birmingham.
Hi, Gaz from Birmingham. Where are you right now?
I'm just driving into Solihull on the way to work.
Solihull?
Yep.
Nice. Okay, how can I help?
I'm just calling because the nun joke, it was on the Vicar of Dibley last night and I'm still none the wiser.
Did you say none the wiser?
Very good.
I think that's a better punchline than joke.
Maybe they should have ended it with that.
I think they should have done.
And I'm still none the wiser. what channel was this on last night?
It was on UK Gold.
Oh.
An old favourite.
They do roll out those Vicar of Dibley repeats, don't they?
They do, yeah. It was their Summer of Fun or something like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
So a week on, you still don't get Pete Tong's favourite joke.
Two nuns in a bath, one says, where's the soap? The other says, does rather, doesn't it? Isn't that funny?
Did he nick it from the Vicar of Dibley then?
I think he must have done.
And because that dippy blonde in it, she doesn't
Alice.
Get it, does she? Isn't that the thing at the end?
She doesn't get it. Right,
yeah.
Right.
No.
Look, Gaz, you just have to ask someone to explain it to you.
I think I'm going to say, I was asking everybody because I'm out on the road all day, and they just looked at me as if I was strange. They didn't get it either.
Right, okay. Well, just go up to everyone you see today and say, do you know, do you understand the nun joke? Can you explain it to me? Everyone you meet.
Right, we'll do.
All right, you won't,
will you? I'll ask him when I get to work now.
Yeah, ask him. All right.
All right.
If you find out, text me back, all right?
I will do, yeah. No
worries. All right, see you later.
See you later.
I love you.
Love you too, bye. Radio 1
Podcast. Podcast.
Becky just thought she'd found the nuns in the bath joke from the Vicar of Dibley from last night, but it's not the right one. It's a good job I checked before I played this on air. It's not the same one.
So there's this nun, right, and she's having a bath, and a knock comes on the door.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and she says, who is it? And the reply comes, it's the blind man. Can I come in? And she thinks for a minute, and she says, yes, all right then, come in.
No, I can't play any more than that. I'm glad I checked that before I played it out.
Do you get that one?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
As good as that one, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the rest
of
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. Alice didn't get it.
One of the few jokes I can tell is that one.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Holly.
Hi, Holly. Where are you now?
Hi. I'm currently just near Glastonbury, actually.
Whoop! It's finished.
I know, I'm late.
I think you really are. How can I help you today?
Well, I've got a bit of a dilemma, actually. I have already left my house, but I just feel like I'm not sure if I should be out, really, because the huge amount of spots that I have on my face right now.
All right, how old are you?
24.
Still get spots at 24?
Well, I never had spots when I was, you know, when I was growing up. I never had them. I was always really baby-faced, and now I hit 24, and all of a sudden it's puberty all over again.
Are you
second time round?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. How many have you got spots?
I've got three on the right hand side of my face, and then there's like a good four more coming up on the left hand side, and they're really obvious as well. They're not like on my jawline. I can't cover them up or anything like that. They're just like there.
It's not chicken pox.
It's not chicken pox. No.
What have you got planned for today? Have you got much on?
Yeah, I'm a musician. I've got a gig later.
Just put your big tuber over your face or something and nobody will see you.
What do you play?
I play the double bass, actually.
There you
so
go.
I could,
oh, that's
I could hide behind that, couldn't I?
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Use it as a violin and nobody will see you.
Exactly. Although, you know, as everybody keeps telling me, it's a bit big to get under my chin.
What you should do, right, is when you meet people, point them out beforehand, before they notice, okay? Just say it before they do.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because then they'll say, they always go, oh, no, it doesn't look that bad at all, even though you know they're blatantly lying through their teeth.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But
okay,
just point it out before,
sure,
is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think that's good advice, actually.
While you're on the phone, do you know anyone that could teach me how to play the harp?
Yeah, I've got a couple of numbers I could give you.
Excellent, because I've got this wedding coming up, and I told him I could play the harp, and I can't.
Really? All right, have you heard of Catchin Finch? She's, like, the most famous harpist going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you her number, that's fine.
Really?
Captain Flint?
Catherine Finch.
Catherine Finch, I know, that famous harpist.
Yeah. Well, you should know, if that's what you're going to be studying.
How long does it take to learn?
I think you're a bit late, Scott.
Right, how long would it take you to blag it?
To blag it? Oh, I don't know. Even
months.
So, like, I'm going 6 months to a year, possibly, just to blag it.
Even just something like one tune, like Kumbaya or something?
Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah, okay. Well, sort me out with Captain Flint.
Captain Flint, and then you'll be all right.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
What?
The top text says, give Spotface my number. I love greasy posh birds. And now I'm no expert, but that doesn't sound like the best chat-up line.
I love our listeners. Now it's time for Dear Scott, where we answer your texts and emails at this early stage of Wednesday morning, read out by a posh bird from Radio 4.
With no spots.
With no spots. First one.
Scott, do you think going to an audition with fish breath was a good idea? Gareth, Cheltenham.
In hindsight, maybe I should have had something rather than the tuna baguette when I did my Skins audition.
Did you have to kiss anybody in the audition?
No, just talk to the camera. I won't do that again. What could I have instead?
Oh, I don't, you should just have a plain salad, I think, and then you wouldn't go smelling of anything.
Okay, I'll do that next time.
Have you heard anything back yet?
Not yet. It should be today that I hear about the Skins audition, so I'll let you know.
Ooh.
Next!
Scott, I bloomin' love you. You're making me lol in the office. And yes, it makes me look like an idiot. Ha ha. Bothered? Jess. BT Openreach in York. Smiley.
Thanks, Jess, for that. Glad you're lolling at work.
Why did the posh woman put on some kind of bizarre Cockney accent for I bloomin' love you?
I think that was her Northern Irish accent coming through. Maybe, I don't know.
Scott, I bloomin' love you.
Yeah.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, I thought she was trying to sound Cockney.
Next!
Scott, can you please possibly play some happier music? I'm in a very emotional stage in my pregnancy, and this song is not helping. From Kim in Cornwall.
Now, that was obviously yesterday's show. I don't know what song we could have played then. What did we play yesterday that was really depressing?
Well, no, nothing. I've just had a look through. McFly?
No.
Nickelback?
Well,
yeah.
Busta Rhymes.
That's not depressing.
No.
Well, anything else?
She's probably.
Didn't play any Radiohead or anything yesterday, did we?
No, I don't think so.
Let us know what track we played, and we'll never play it again.
You're in trouble now.
Hi, Scott. I'm catching up today on your podcasts and heard the one where Becky put her arm around someone other than her boyfriend. I almost made the same mistake. My wife and I worked on the same floor of a hospital. I saw her, or rather thought I saw her, with her back to me at one of the printers and no one else around. I thought I'd sneak a quick hug and kiss, and was literally 2 inches away from doing so before realising it was one of the nurses, who looked amazingly similar to my wife from the back. As if that weren't enough, my wife then came walking around the corner to see me just starting to pull away. Needless to say, I had quite a bit of explaining to do. I still get embarrassed thinking about it today, and this was 2 years ago. Keep up the great show. I only wish I could hear you live. Becky is a great addition to the show, and you are my favourite Radio 1 personality. Love you all. Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Seriously, that was a really long story to invent, Becky, just to get that last
line in.
It really
was.
Could you not have written a better one?
I thought you might miss that.
And the old... And that old excuse, oh, the nurse looks like my wife.
Yeah, we had a lot of texts
from
about
behind.
That from behind, yeah. Next.
Hi, Scott and Chappers and Becky. My boyfriend gave me a CD he made for me of music he thought I would like. It's very good. Except one song. Do you think he's trying to tell me something by putting this song on the CD? Love you long time. Lucy. Hereford.
Love you long time, Lucy in Hereford. Right, I've got the song here that he put on the CD, okay?
Okay.
Now, you know what girls are like. Is it just her being paranoid and reading something into it that she shouldn't, or has she got a point here, okay? Is she reading too much into this song? Listen to the words very carefully. This is the one that was put on the CD. That's the song by Morrissey called You're the One for Me, Fatty.
I really like that song. It's a great song.
You wouldn't put on a mixtape for your wife, though, would you?
I think you would, yeah.
No,
you really wouldn't.
That should be the first dance at more weddings.
Is she being paranoid, or has she got a point?
She's got a point. Get rid of him.
You're the One for Me, Fatty.
He's a star.
I would also take that to heart.
Even if all the other 15 tracks are like I Will Always Love You, that is just...
Fatty.
You'd never put that on a mixtape.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, Hoff News. There's been developments since we played this Hoff mix yesterday.
Yeah.
Remember? I'll remind you. This is actually him attempting to sing Michael Jackson and Bad when we did Carry On Singing with the Hoff. Just mixed it up a bit. I can tell you there is now a video for that online at bbc.co.uk/radio1. We've made a video.
A video?
Yeah, there's a video to go with that. And it's just a bit of, you know, impromptu Hoff singing, trying to carry on Bad by Michael Jackson. Now, I think we could release this and get him a number one hit, or at least in Germany. What's the latest?
Yeah, he said he was a bit sceptical at first.
Oh, yeah, because we put the idea to him yesterday, and he said that he... thought it was too camp.
Yeah.
He thought it was too camp.
Have you heard some of his other songs?
I was going to say. Man who spent years running up and down a beach in a pair of red trunks.
He loves a bit of camp, but this is a camp too far.
But anyway, no, he had. I got the call back about an hour and a half later, and the cogs had been turning, apparently.
He'd had a change of heart.
Yeah, and he thinks that as long as we do it for charity, he's more than up for doing it.
Right, so he wants to release this and try and get it to number one as long as we do it for charity.
Yeah.
What charity?
Children in Need, he asked for.
Now, that's the problem, you see.
What's the problem there?
Well, have a listen again, OK?
Yeah.
So...
And now on Children in Need with the official Children in Need song for 2008, it's David Hasselhoff with My Hand Goes Down My Pants.
The problem. It'd be the wrong message.
No. Obviously he means trousers because he's American, but even so, that's not the point. It's still not right. So we need to find maybe another charity that's not Children in Need.
Like Comic Relief or something.
Yeah, something like that. He does have some questions as well.
Yeah, he also had one other stipulation, and that was that he wanted a guest artist to appear on his track.
So he wants us to mix the guest artist in.
Yeah, and that is Tammy, the harmonica player.
Right, this is off of davidhasselhoff.com, and this woman that leaves messages for David on his answer phone on the website all the time. She plays the harmonica really well. Biggest fan in the world. Is she really going to add anything?
You have to mix that in.
Yeah.
Hello, David. This is Tammy, the harmonica player from Tampa, again. And I want to... It's time for the next song. The reason why I want to play this one is because I believe one man can make a difference. So that's why this song that I'm going to play for you... This Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
Oh, God.
She's going to do a specially composed version. She's not going to do a Christmas bit in the middle, because I said to the Hoff that that might spoil it somewhat.
What, so she's going to do something specially for the mix?
Yeah,
let me just try something. Hang on.
Convinced.
Not at the moment.
It may be your production skills, but I'm not convinced.
That was just off the cuff, though. I mean, I could do it properly.
When I spoke to the person that mixed it, he said, can you get her to do it in the key of A? She'll know what that means. And I went, no, she really won't.
So the Hoff says we can release this. If you would like that, let us know on 8199. As long as it goes to charity, we're not doing it for Children in Need.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Amazing news. We're talking about the those pop-up spray tan tents yesterday, remember?
Yes.
We've been offered one, and they want to come in maybe on Friday. So you up for that?
What? Getting in a tent with you for a spray tan?
It's our very own pop-up spray tanning booth, just like the one Peter Andre and Katie Price have installed in their house.
Okay. I'm up for it. Can I go in on my own, though? Thanks.
Why don't we have... we could set it up outside Radio 1, and, like, anyone that's passing by, a free spray tan for every listener.
Yeah.
What about if it's raining?
Well, you're undercover.
Yeah,
but
you can't stay in there forever.
Well, no, then you get dressed again.
Could be like your panic room.
Yeah. What, the pop-up spray tan could be my panic room?
Think how mahogany you'd be once the disaster was over.
Once the bad guys are gone.
Yeah. No one would recognise you, I love it.
It wouldn't really work, though, would it?
Right, so I've
got... The bad guys would come into your house. Where is he? Where's Scott? And then there's you, sat cowering in a spray tan, sticking your head through the flaps. Cooey!
Well, I need to reply to them now, so are we up for this on Friday?
Yeah, can you go first, though, just so we can see how it works and what happens?
We all have to do it.
You don't have to be naked, do you?
I don't know.
You must get some paper pants. Do you not get some paper?
I hate wearing them.
I'm not doing naked on the street. I'm not Lady Godiva.
Lady Godiva.
Okay, right. Shall I
come with a horse?
Shall I stipulate paper pants?
Yeah, I don't want to... Well, yeah, for various...
You'd be in a tent. We have to get in together, do we? It's not big enough.
No, but also... I don't want all of us in a tent naked having a spray tan. That's
okay,
not particularly...
I'll stipulate the paper pants and see what they say for Friday.
Also, I don't want to spray tan my wanger.
Podcast. Right, so after I went home from Radio 1 yesterday... I stopped off to get a few, you know, essential groceries, milk, bread, etc., on my local high street, which is right near my house. And I saw, as I came out of Summerfield,
right.
I saw somebody, a bloke, probably, I would say, early 30s, wearing a T-shirt which said on it, Coronation Street, Free the Weatherfield One. Was that when Deirdre was in prison?
That was when Deirdre was in prison.
And there's a picture of her with the sad face behind bars when she was in prison.
It was an important campaign at the time, wasn't she?
Why was she in prison again?
Because it was all to do with fraud and stuff with the bloke that she was seeing at the time.
Now, do you think it was laundry day? And he didn't have any more T-shirts and he thought, I'll just wear that free Deirdre
I would
one.
Imagine so, because she's out now.
Or has he lost interest in the soap altogether and thinks that Deirdre is still in prison and therefore is continuing the campaign solo?
Maybe it's one of those retro things that's going to come back.
You think?
A bit like a shell suit.
Or like those T-shirts with like slogans on. Mm. But not a Deirdre one.
No. Mr. Men T-shirts, they're everywhere at the moment.
Yeah, but not a Free the Weatherfield One T-shirt. No, that's different. There's nothing retro about that.
Do they do them in skinny fit, or was it only just a man's one?
No, it was kind of quite baggy on him.
Did you ask him if he had any more?
No, I just walked past.
He made me look for them on eBay this morning, but there aren't any.
There aren't any. I did actually look it up, though, when that was. And it was 1998. It was 10 years ago.
Oh, he's wearing it for the anniversary.
Do you think?
The one that doesn't speak has a Free Winona T-shirt.
Yeah, well, that's... Oh, yeah, when she'd got done for...
He could only wear it for about a fortnight. Yeah. That was the end of that.
But that's okay, because...
Maybe you should wear that for a day this week as a retro style.
Winona Ryder, big Hollywood star. It's not Deirdre off Coronation Street.
Uh-oh. How rude.
No, you know what I mean, though. Anyway, if everyone else is wearing their Free the Weatherfield One T-shirt today, do let me know. Maybe they're back in and we just don't know about it. Radio 1 Podcast. Some of these T-shirts are so wrong. I can't read any of them out. Right, What's Occurring, coming up. People have been saying, remember the old ladies we had on yesterday?
Yeah.
When we did our film quiz and they were acting out a scene from Knocked Up.
I'm pregnant. What?
What?
I'm pregnant.
Pregnant with emotion?
Pregnant with a baby.
Now, we did say we might make some calls with these clips.
Yeah.
We did, but you're quite limited, really, because people just sound a bit confused and go, what? And then you haven't got anything more to play apart from I'm pregnant. It kind of...
Did it not really progress?
Well, there's not much more you can say or do, is there?
But no.
I did have a go. I tried it on Hugh Stevens off of BBC Introducing on Radio 1. He sounded very confused.
I'm pregnant.
Sorry?
I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant.
Yeah. Didn't know what was going on there.
No.
Then we had Daniel P. Carter off of Rock.
Hello?
I'm pregnant.
Who's that?
What?
Sorry?
I'm pregnant.
Who?
Pregnant with a baby.
No, bye.
Yeah, it didn't really follow the conversation, did it?
What else can you do? I don't have any more clips. And then Colin Murray, who does sound like he's expecting the call.
Hello?
I'm pregnant.
Oh, hold on a sec.
Just go somewhere quieter.
Hello?
I'm pregnant.
Hello, who's this?
I'm pregnant.
Who's pregnant?
Pregnant with a baby.
Who?
What?
No, you see, I can't go anywhere else with it.
It's the problem when they start asking questions.
No, I haven't got anything. I'm pregnant again. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at
bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Radio 1. Oh, what's occurring?
Right, we're ready for it?
Yes. Chaps is just trying to turn my screen off so I can't cheat.
Oh, what's occurring?
Okay. So far, the scores are
5-2 to Mark.
You're doing well, but Becky stormed it yesterday. I've got three situations that we have recorded. You just tell me what happens next. Play along at home or on the way to work on 81199. Are you ready for your first situation? Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know that Jo Wiley?
I know that Jo Wiley.
She is a woman of the people, isn't she?
Yes.
Always wanting to give something back. When she gazes from the windows of that big Wiley castle of an evening, she knows it's the little people who have made her what she is today. She knows it.
Way down below.
Which is why she went onto the streets of Britain yesterday with a special offer for people. She offered people either a copy of David Hasselhoff Sings America on CD or a shiny new 10-pence piece. My question to you is, out of 8 people she asked when she went onto the streets, how many would choose the Hoff's CD? Becky.
Out of how many people, sorry?
8 people.
8. 2.
2 people chose the Hoff's CD.
1.
You think 1 person chose the Hoff's CD?
Don't give me a look like that, Becky. Yeah.
What look? It's just my face.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here is Jo Wiley's special offer.
I've got this shiny 10p piece here, or I've got David Hasselhoff Sings America, 15 American classics as sung by the Hoff. What would you choose?
Definitely the Hoff. Like a rhinestone
cowboy. 10p or David Hasselhoff?
I'll go with David Hasselhoff.
You won the Hoff?
Yeah.
That one, please.
You won the 10p piece?
Yeah, most definitely.
The Hoffmeister always wins.
David Hasselhoff.
You take the Hoff?
Yeah, definitely. Always. He's a legend. It all seems
like yesterday, not far away. In one hand, I have 10p. In the other, I've got the Hoff Sings America. What would you go for? What would
that
any
one.
Sane person go for? What's that,
that one?
What's
the Hoff.
Why the Hoff?
What am I going to do with 10p?
This is unbelievable.
New York, oh. New York.
It's a tough question, but I think it's got to be the Hoff.
You can do what you like with your 10p piece, or I can give you David Hasselhoff Sings America. What do you want?
It's got to be the Hoff. It's got to be the Hoff.
Why the Hoff?
I don't know. It's 10p or the Hoff. You know, it's, got, it's clearly got to be the Hoff. New York,
New York. Unbelievable.
Was that 7 out of 8 when we're the Hoff?
Yes.
I really don't think that these people have thought this through.
I told you. They love him.
So was it just a 10p piece? You didn't go through all the options of what they could buy with a 10p?
It was a shiny new 10-pence piece, like the one that doesn't speak is holding up to you right now.
But if you think about it, I think if you'd asked it and phrased it slightly differently, like, would you prefer 10p's worth of cola bottles, or the Hoff, to listen to New York, New York, it would have been cola bottles every time.
And these are just 8 normal people out on the streets of London. Not on a day trip or anything.
They've all come off the Hoff coach.
Jo did sound a bit like she was auditioning for the Daz Doorstep Challenge a little bit, didn't she?
Maybe she could be the new Shane Ritchie.
Yeah. So the answer was 7 people that chose the Hoff CD over a shiny new 10-pence piece. Becky, you said 2, which means you get a point.
Yes!
Come on. Situation 2.
Oh! What's occurring?
You know Gavin and Stacey?
Mm-hmm.
That's where the phrase, oh, what's occurring, comes from.
Oh, right.
Now, we, last week, thought it was Nessa off Gavin and Stacey's catchphrase, but then last week we discovered that she only said it once in the entire first series.
So it was more of a line than a catchphrase.
So, we've got another poor person to watch the whole series too. That's not bad, though, for a job, is it?
No. Oh, spend the day watching Gavin and Stacey.
I watched the whole of the series two of Gavin and Stacey. So they did it, but what I'm saying to you is, how many times does Nessa say, oh, what's occurring in series two of Gavin and Stacey? Chappers.
Four.
Becky.
Five.
This is getting dirty now. You're
Why?
Not, because you're just doing that annoying thing of these kind of things of just going one higher
or
lower.
Go higher then.
I can't now.
So, right, what are you saying?
Four.
What are you saying?
Five.
Right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
How many times does she say it in series two of Gavin and Stacey?
Oh, Gwen, what's occurring?
It's time, love. They want us to bring you in.
So, what's occurring?
Right, are we ready for the off?
Well, I'm still waiting on this omelette. Gwen, what's occurring?
Yes.
Oh, what's occurring?
Nothing at all.
Oh, Stace, what's occurring?
I don't want to talk about it, I just want to go home.
So, what's occurring, Stace?
Are you nice?
All right, Stace, what's occurring?
Dermot, what's occurring?
Oh, what's occurring? Eight times from Nessa in series two of Gavin and Stacey. Go on, Becky.
I'm only following your tactics from last week, Tot.
Oh, what's occurring?
So it's Chappers nil, Becky two. Next one, last one. You know the cheeky girls. Go on.
As a text has come in, Chappers has lost touch with the people. He's letting them down.
It's because you're in the zone the other day, and now you've zoned out.
It's going horribly wrong.
Isn't it? You know the cheeky girls?
Yeah.
The lovely Gabriella and Monica. They've got a new TV show starting tonight, which I'm going to be glued to.
It looks amazing. What is it? Just a reality TV show of their life?
Yes.
Oh, wicked.
It's on Living TV tonight.
What's it called? Lembit and Us?
Living with the cheeky girls?
Oh, right. Okay.
I don't know. Probably.
But my question to you, is Westwood a Cheeky Girls fan?
No. Do I win?
No. Oh, I didn't point. Get a chance to.
Oh, tough. You have to go yes.
Do you think he'll be glued to Living tonight watching their new show?
No.
We got the actual Cheeky Girls to call up Westwood. He had no idea they were going to call. And quite possibly no idea who they were.
Mm.
But how long would Westwood stay on the phone before hanging up on the Cheeky Girls? Now, this isn't clips. This is the actual Cheeky Girls having a conversation with him, and he doesn't know they're going to call. Becky.
1 minute, 15 seconds. So you can say 1 minute, 16 now. Go on.
1 minute, 14 seconds.
Ooh.
Not doing what you say.
All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
We've got the stopwatch. We're ready. Okay, let's do it. Here is Cheeky Girls calling Westwood. But how long will he stay on the phone for?
Answered.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is this Westwood?
Yes.
Hi, we are the Cheeky Girls. And we would like to say that we are really, really big fans of your show. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, baby.
Would you like to come for dinner sometime with us? You know, Mom could cook you a Romanian dish.
Say that again, baby.
Sorry?
I didn't hear what you said, sorry.
I said, would you like to... we would like to invite you to cook for you a Romanian dish.
That's real cool of you to do that, baby. I appreciate the offer.
But no?
Huh?
So is it a yes?
I'm just grateful for you offering to cook me dinner. I really appreciate that.
So, when do you, we know, when do we fix the date? For which date? When about are you free?
I'm a little busy at the moment, so I should call you back when I get some time.
You know, you don't have to say now, you know. I can, you know, I can give you my telephone number.
Okay, well, I've got your number, so I'll give you a ring.
Oh, you
when
have
I get
our number.
Time,
okay, cool. So, yeah. When do you call me?
When I get some time.
When you get some time. But Westwood, how old are you?
27.
Oh, you're 27? Oh, yeah. Perfect. I am Monica, and I am single.
Okay, Truman, I'm very proud for you. Yeah, keep it European, okay?
Okay.
Wow.
Keep it European.
Keep it European, baby. 1:32. Unlucky Chappers. Becky 3, Chappers 0. On Oh, What's Occurring? You're losing it. Let me know how you got on.
Oh, What's Occurring?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Someone's been on from Barry Island, where we're going to do karaoke. Actual karaoke sung by people called Barry, but it's karaoke, in Barry Island in South Wales, home of Gavin and Stacey. And there's a pizza place there who have offered to make a Scott Mills pizza.
What does that involve?
I don't know. What would be on it? Actually reminds me of a place I went to which had loads of 80s pop stars and pizzas named after them a while ago.
And you had one, did you?
I think it was a Kim Wilde or a Paul Young pizza. Who?
What was on it?
Oh, it was just, you know, it was kind of like a margarita, quite standard, really.
All right.
But it's probably all of their favourite ingredients or something.
Would so maybe you, what would you want on it? Would you want a Scott Mills pizza to be a bit more flamboyant?
Hawaiian.
Yeah. I think pineapple would have to be involved.
Oof.
We're coming to what?
Meat feast.
Do you not like pineapple on pizzas? We're coming to Barry Island on Friday the 25th.
I don't like pineapple, though.
So it's now part of Radio 1's plans for the summer. We never thought that would happen. Tea in the park, Mallorca, Ibiza, Barry Island, where people called Barry will sing. We're coming to you, Barry, on Friday the 25th in the afternoon. Our show will come from there. It's going to be good. It's 8:47, and now time for Becky's Classifieds. These are things that are actually for sale on the World Wide Web right now. If you hurry, they're all available. Coming up to payday for Becky, so she's been scouring the internet for bargains once again. What you got?
This one's first one.
Accessories purse, lip butter, grow a boyfriend, and Barbie chocolate. £7.
I'm sorry?
That's a bargain.
I don't understand that.
Well, we'll explain each item in depth for you.
Accessories purse, new with tag, unwanted present.
Okay.
A purse.
Lip butter in passion fruit flavour, bought for a fiver, but never used. Seal, still intact.
Lip batter?
No!
What's lip batter?
A lip balm. Lip butter it is. It's like more moisturising than lip balm. Anyway, that's a bargain, because the whole lot is only £7. That was £5 and never been used, so already...
I would hope it wouldn't have been used.
You don't want somebody else's lip batter.
Lip balm.
Grow a boyfriend. New. Unwanted present.
What's that?
And why didn't they want it?
How'd you grow a boyfriend?
Is it like one of those things in novelty shops? I think it is, isn't it?
Well, it might not be. It's worth investing just to see.
It's one of those things that people only buy at Christmas, isn't it? Novelty.
You kind of get off your gran or something. Yeah.
My grand's never bought me a grow boyfriend kit.
We should get one for you and keep it in the back of the studio and see how long it takes to mature.
Barbie milk chocolate. 12 small pieces, new and never eaten. Just an impulse buy.
Yeah. I like that one. I thought that was a good collection for only £7.
How much for all that? £7?
£7.
That's all right, actually.
So I've got a new boyfriend, some chocolates and a bag and some lip butter.
Yep. Who could want for more?
Right, next...
Large bubble down puffer jacket. Location, Swindon.
So this person wants a puffer jacket, so I did have a look to see if I've got what he wants, but unfortunately he was quite specific.
Okay.
I'm looking for these types of jacket, popular in the 90s, and still worn today.
I tell you, who, that old Blur DJ that we were talking about the other day used to wear a lot of puffer jackets, if I remember.
Yeah, the one that I used to work with at the other radio station, the old Blur DJ that was mentioned. Yeah, he wore a lot of puffer jackets.
Who was that? Was that the one you went out pulling with?
I didn't go out pulling with him.
Because it made him look younger.
No, I never went out pulling with him. I was 17.
But that girl that takes in said you, like, they wanted to double date you and him. Her and her mate.
Yeah, well, she was misguided.
You were pulling partners.
We weren't pulling partners.
You
anyway,
and your puffer jacket.
Back to the puffer jackets. I actually did have a puffer jacket with my name on once and the name of the radio station.
OMG.
Oh, yeah.
We can sell it to this bloke, see if it's what he wants.
I think I've still got it. Do you need it?
Yes, so see if it's what this guy wants.
Does it matter if it says GWR Bristol on it?
No, I think that adds value.
And my name on the left lapel.
I'm looking for the older types, which make wearers look like Michelin men.
That's the old blur DJ.
That's us.
So did you and the older DJ, you both went out pulling?
No, we didn't go out pulling.
As a sort of team?
No, we used to work
jackets
together.
With your names on.
Did his say old blur DJ?
Did you used to go out in a puffer jacket with your name on?
No, we used to do, like, events in puffer jackets.
They were quite big in local radio,
yes,
they
really were back in the day.
Yeah.
Size large or extra large or bigger. Any colour, any brand, any condition.
See?
Yeah, that was a long time ago. I'm definitely a bit in XL, yeah. So that's fine.
If you got one you want to get rid of, just let me know. Thanks for reading.
Right, so, you need to reply back, because I've got one.
Amazing, I'll get on to that.
Just ask him if he minds if it says Scott Mills and the name of a local radio station on it.
Do you still wear it now?
No. Why would I...
Drag it back
it
out. Like your free the Weatherfield one
look,
T-shirt.
We could
make them come back. That would be brilliant. Let's get everyone in Scott Mills puffer jackets.
A long time ago, local radio DJs did used to have their name and the name of the radio station on their puffer jacket. Mm. That was just the way things were.
When we were in Manchester, didn't you have your name on a car? Have your name on
yes.
the side of a car?
Oh, that's popular as well, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it used to be. I don't think so much anymore. And it had musical notes on the side.
Was it in italics?
Yes, it was in italics. Yeah.
It was a white car, wasn't it, in big red...
It was a white Volvo with big
red letters.
Big red letters with my name on. I was young.
Was it an estate?
No, it wasn't an estate.
He drove that round with his puffer jacket from his old radio station.
Quite embarrassing, because people would point and stare and put two fingers up, and you think, what have I done? And then you realise, oh, I've got my name on the side. It's really bad stopping at traffic lights and stuff.
Glad you were so well loved.
They turn around, look for a car, saw your name on it, and get stuck two fingers.
You get the finger all the time at traffic lights. It's like, what have I done? I'm just busy minding my own business.
Tune in. You should have shouted back.
Book, £25. Location, London.
What kind of book's this for £25?
Hopefully a good one.
Always wish you could have that dream boat, car, house, etc. Or just lots of cash and a free lifestyle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's possible if you can read and follow instructions.
Brilliant.
Okay.
Easy to understand wealth manual by a regular guy who made a fortune.
Oh, God. Oh, so he's going to teach me how to be rich for £25, yeah?
Yeah.
No BS here. It's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly think so.
Me too.
I don't get these people who get rich by doing a course or by what... Or they get rich and then they develop a course or a book or whatever. Surely if you got rich, you wouldn't really be bothered to do a course to teach somebody.
Living it up on
Why
your
would
yacht?
You teach anyone else to be rich?
Yeah,
look,
exactly.
I'm rich, you're not.
Yeah. Thanks.
Get over it.
We know.
Brass eye survey. Location.
Sorry, let's stop that there.
That's brilliant, a clip. You just went, I'm rich, you're not, get over it.
That could be a download.
Thank you,
let's
God.
Get that on the website.
And finally, on Becky's Classifieds.
Brass eye survey. Location, Fulham.
What?
Now, this isn't actually anything for sale. It's just, I'm a bit dubious about this one. He's just posted it on there with all the other ads.
Right, okay.
I'm doing a university study on the human anatomy. And one of the aspects of it is finding the average bra size for 200 women.
Now, I'm not
whatever.
Being funny, but I don't think this is real.
I'm too shy to ask 200 women, so thought about putting a message on this board.
This is for real, right?
Mm.
All I need is your age and bra size emailed to me.
Right.
Now, I didn't do human anatomy at university, but I really don't think that this is an actual task set by his lecturer.
Hope you can help. Thanks.
What, so girls have to send in their bra size and their...
Just email him your age and your bra size and you can help him with his degree.
What's your degree in? Bra sizes.
Right. I don't think we should
reply
to him.
Have you emailed him?
No, I have not.
Don't reply to him. Loads of people do want the Scott Mills pulling puffer jacket, though. I didn't ever pull in it.
Oh.
Would you pull in a puffer jacket with your name of a local radio station and my name on? I don't think it's not possible.
Let's try it.
No. The Scott Mills Daily. My flatmate came in to the house yesterday and said, what's that brilliant song you played this morning? Is it the new one by Billy Piper? And he thought it was that. Ting Tings and Shut Up and Let Me Go on Radio 1.
He's a strange lad, yeah. Isn't he?
Is he saying it sounds a bit like, because we want to, because we
it
want
must
to.
Do, yeah. I don't think it does.
Well, no, do I.
Certainly not when gabba-gabbered up.
It took about half an hour for me to realise which one he was on about. We didn't play anything that sounded like Billy Piper. What are you talking about, fool? It's 9:10 on Radio 1. So, yeah, we've won quite a lot of awards lately, and there's a new poll that we've done quite well in. Well, I have. It's the... It's a nation's biggest poll amongst 10,000 builders, carpenters, plumbers and tradesmen.
Plums?
Plums.
Plums.
And this is a poll to find the biggest celebrity tool.
Right.
Bless you.
And,
right. What a brilliant sermon.
Who's number one?
Who's number one?
Peter Andre.
Okay.
Number two.
Go on.
Guess.
Kerry Katona.
No. They're all blokes.
Oh, they're all blokes?
Yeah.
Just because of how all of these things work normally. No, Jeremy Clarkson's always in the top 10 of everything.
No, he's not.
No?
Dean Gaffney.
Dean Gaffney, okay, fair enough.
Number three.
You.
Yeah.
Are you?
I'm number three.
That was a guess.
So you're the third biggest tool compared
amongst
to...
builders, carpenters, plumbers and tradesmen.
And plums.
I'm happy with that. That's good, isn't it? So second most entertaining show, a second favourite show amongst readers of the Pink Paper, third best whatever at the New York Radio Awards, and now third in a poll amongst builders. So thanks, builders, for voting.
Who completes the top 10, just a moment? Who did you beat?
I'm more of a tool than Paul Burrell.
That's not something to be proud of, Scott.
Was he four?
No, he's five.
Oh, right.
I'm next to Paul Dunan.
You beat Paul Dunan?
Yeah.
Who else?
Darren Day, James May, Shane Ritchie, Angus Dayton, Ainsley Harriott, Eamon Holmes, Chris Evans, Jamie Theakston. I've done really
You've
well
done
there.
Very well
Number
there,
three,
actually.
I'm happy with that.
Very, very well.
Thank you.
Well done.
Right,
should we go out for a drink to celebrate?
Yeah, if you want. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
So that's good, isn't it, about the award?
A few people think you've been robbed.
What, I should have been first?
Or second.
Is there like a ceremony where I can get my posh dress out?
What, for biggest celebrity tool?
Yeah, can we go along to support you?
I'd accept an award for that.
I'd go to that.
Would it be a big spanner or something, would it?
It'd be great.
Big gold spanner.
Yeah, bronze.
Bronze spanner, sorry. Getting above my station there. Maybe sorry, sorry, Peter Andre.
Work
and Dean Gaffney.
Work up to gold spanner for next
year. Now, we need to talk about the Hoff, because it all went a bit wrong for a while yesterday, because we said, should we get that Hoff mix that we've done, try and get him a number one single? He said no, initially. He didn't want anything to do with it, because he said it was too camp.
I don't know where he got that from.
This is something we made after we made the Hoff do Carry On Singing the other day. We played him a bit of Bad by Michael Jackson, then stopped it after the chorus, and he had to carry on. You know that thing you do where you know the words of the chorus, but then you go... think you know the words for the
but
rest of it,
really.
But you actually don't at all. So this is the Hoff mix that we had made. Now, the Hoff had a change of heart and said, actually, it's fine, you can release it, as long as the money goes to children in need. We didn't think that was the most appropriate lyric for a Children in Need official single, if you listen to it. My hand goes down my pants, I'm bad. Obviously, he means trousers.
Yeah, he does.
But it's still not appropriate.
Yeah.
So we're thinking maybe now we could release it for Testicular Cancer.
Would be very appropriate.
Good charity.
Yeah.
Have you got a video, isn't there, as well, online?
Yes, the people upstairs have made an amazing video. He actually did manage to say Bad once when he came in, so it's just lots of stilted dance versions of that. It's on your pages.
It's on the Scott Mills pages at Radio 1 Online. So what we're going to try to do now is to get it released for charity, not Children in Need. And the Hoff only has one kind of demand... And that is that we put Tammy, the harmonica player, who features on davidhasselhoff.com and keeps leaving him messages all the time, he wants her on. So it'll sound a bit like this.
You're doing that live again, aren't you?
Obviously, we'll mix it properly.
Someone texted earlier to say, please, can you tack her on the end or the start, just so that we don't have to listen to her mid-mix. I think that was a bit unfair.
Yeah, I'll just put her on the end, this bit, shall we? Now. You'd download that, wouldn't you? In Germany.
In Germany, yeah.
So we'll see what we can do. We'll try and get it released for charity. But the Hoff is, well, he was saying it's too camp. Now he says we can release it for charity. So let me know if you'd be up for downloading that. Radio 1 Podcast. And now time for some more bargains. If you're a bit skint at the moment and you need some like little presents to yourself in your life, but you haven't got no money to spend, this is where Becky comes in with her classifieds. All this stuff is available right now on the internet for you to purchase if you would want to.
Yes, okay. Some of it's even free, like this.
Leftover Quality Street. Location, Bristol.
I love chocolate, I love free stuff, this is the thing for me.
Only 7 months old. Oh. All the best flavours gone, but free to a good home.
You see, Now the thing is here...
Oh, but those horrible hard ones.
No, but some people's favourites are other people's worst ones, and vice versa.
No.
So I like the hard ones, so we and you can share the quality streets.
Can you not have the hard ones because of your teeth? is that the
You're
problem?
You're like my nan.
I'm like your nan.
Well, she's dead now, but you would have been
I'm not like her at all.
Why do old people always have the chewiest sweets ever and the worst teeth? Like, I know, I've got dentures, I'm going to eat those chocolate eclairs. Why does that happen?
That is a good point. But that's what you did sound like that when you went, these are the horrible hard ones. It made it sound like you could only eat the soft ones.
No, these teeth are in place for a good while, yeah, I think.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, although he thinks the best flavours have gone, I might still like them and they're free, so I'll eat anything.
I've got 5 fudge,
yep.
6 toffee pennies,
good.
1 toffee deluxe,
yes.
1 coconut, and 9 strawberry creams.
Not
included.
Oh.
What's not included?
Tin.
All right.
He's using that for biscuits. I don't know that, I'm just speculating.
You oohed every sweet then?
Toffee, no. No need.
Well, why did you oo the strawberry creams? Because they're soft.
No, I don't like strawberry and
Which
chocolate.
Ones do you
what
like?
What quality sweets do you like?
I like those triangle ones.
Oh.
Yeah.
And I like that big purple hard one, where it's called. Have you seen that you can get a larger version of it, can't you?
Keep digging.
Have you seen them? Hello? You know the ones you can get, you always see in the newsagents?
That is actually on the floor.
They've done a larger version of it.
Big, large, purple, extra large ones.
Everyone knows what I mean. They've done like an oversized version of that Quality Street one. Right, okay.
Just move on.
All right, next.
New condition. Absolutely no returns.
Oh, well, the computer's put this in the wrong order.
Oh, good. Oh. Okay.
This is really going to help you out.
He's all over the place.
Novelty men's tights / stockings, $3.99.
Okay.
Now, why do men need tights? Unless they're in panto, why do men
or
need tights?
Or go to fancy dress.
All right.
Complete with 3 legs.
Now.
are we back to your favourite chocolate?
Okay. So this is men's tights with 3 legs.
Unique and highly collectible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Super stretch fit.
Good.
Shoe sizes 7 to 12.
Now,
oh, they'd fit
why
me.
Why do they need to know what shoe size is?
Because then you know how long the tights are going to be.
I don't think we need them.
But we don't know what they're for.
No idea.
So presumably, like, if you're going as Batman or something.
Right, next.
1947 Bionic Woman Barbie-like doll. Nude. 50 pence.
1947?
Was the Bionic Woman around in 1947?
Broken foot, but I've still got it. And her boots.
Is he talking about himself?
I've still got it.
Yeah. I'll just drop that one in there.
A bionic woman doll with a broken foot. But Other than that, she's in great shape.
Who wants a one with a broken foot from the 40s?
Arms and legs still bend, and she still twists at the waist. Her neck clicks when you turn it round. Thanks for looking.
No, let's
That's
leave that
only
one.
50p.
Let's leave it. Next.
Signed bra.
Well, ooh, what's this? Who's it signed by? I've signed some bras before. Mm. Have you?
Yeah.
By Gazza.
Oh, wicked.
Wow.
Nice one.
Comes with certificate of authentication.
What?
What do you think? That's just a bit of paper which says, I signed this, Gazza.
A quirky item.
Yep, sure is.
Was bought in a charity auction. Price negotiable.
They do signed bras at charity auctions.
Yeah.
It's about an A, maybe a B cup.
Okay. Because so. you were going to wear it.
Yeah.
A or B cup signed by Gazza, that's good. Next.
Brand new, never used, coffin. £500.
It's quite a lot, but never been used.
Is that a lot for a guy? I don't know what the going rate for a coffin is.
I wasn't expecting to find one on this website, to be honest.
This coffin was imported from South Africa, from the manufacturer. It's UK spec, so can be used in the traditional way.
Oh, good.
What's the untraditional?
We basically need the space.
So why have they got it? They've just decided that they don't need it anymore, and they need the space.
We need the space. Let's get rid of the coffin. First thing to go, having a clear out.
As I'm no great expert in coffins, I don't really know what else to say about it, apart from that it would make a great talking point or interesting centrepiece.
Is this for real? Is this on that website?
Yeah, definitely.
It would make a great coffee table, but I'll leave it up to you to decide what to do with it. Use your imagination.
Who's posted this? Is this the Monsters?
A coffin coffee table?
There's only one drawback, though. Very slight staining to the top left-hand side inner padding, but I'm sure it'll wash out.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think we should ask about that.
No. Thanks for viewing. And remember, never put off till tomorrow what we're all going to end up in later.
What wise words to finish with.
Just makes me want to buy.
Think of that for the rest of the day.
I don't want any of them.
I couldn't really concentrate on any of them after the chocolates, to be honest. Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.